Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
On the other hand, there was another big show, Paul Simon at Fleshy Meadows Corona Park, which is right around the corner from where he grew up. He said, this is 2 miles from where I played high school baseball in Forest Hills. He's now 76. He wrote his first song when he was 13. Said he, everybody in the audience knew every word to the songs, and they all sang along. And especially when he did this one, when he was singing about Rosie, the Queen of Corona. Paul Simon wrapping up his live concert career Saturday night with that song. And he had his wife on stage, Edie Brickell, and she did the whistling on that song, Me and Julio.
Oh, okay.
That was the only special guest he had. Everybody was waiting for Art Garfunkel to come out.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that.
As you know, they pretty much dislike each other. And he actually kind of mentioned him. He was talking about Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he said he gave it away, one of the biggest mistakes of his life, because he let Art Garfunkel sing lead on it.
Oh.
And Art's got that angel-like, what is that?
Do you think it would have been as
probably
important
not,
a song?
That voice that Art has, just, what is that, a soprano voice?
No, tenor.
A tenor.
Just a really sweet, sweet, high tenor,
So he sang it himself.
Yeah.
This time, and I don't know what it sounded. I wasn't there.
Be interesting to hear it.
But they said it was pretty cool because a Spirit Airlines jet flew right over the crowd on the way to LaGuardia right when he started Sail On Silver Girl. That
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool.
Cute.
And he finished up with Sounds of Silence, and he just laid his guitar down and
does it.
And he says, it means more to me than you can know, as the crowd roared.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure.
My gosh. That was it. Amazing.
Now, he may be like Robert Redford, who retired from acting.
And changed his mind.
And now he goes like this. He said, well, I might have thought about it. I should have thought about that just a little bit more.
Didn't Paul say, though, that he just wasn't going to tour anymore, but that he'd still do
appearances?
Yeah,
he's still going to make appearances. He'll be back. He just is not going to be a big solo show anymore.
Yeah, I think that's really what he was saying.
Yeah,
he's still going to do.
Does that mean he's going to do? He said he wasn't going to do concerts anymore.
He's not going to do. He's not going to frontline concerts.
But if like Billy Joel calls him up, he might swing by.
Right.
Sure.
Concert.
You'll probably get him on your show now, Scott.
Yeah.
He doesn't come around me.
He's got that free time.
He doesn't come around you. What happened to you?
I don't know. I never had any.
What happened? I mean, because I read some stuff online, but I don't want to.
There's nothing between me and
here.
Simon, are you crazy?
You burned that bridge, boy.
No, I didn't say it. I've never even interviewed
him. I didn't believe half of it.
I don't think I've ever even met Paul Simon.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think. I may have.
You probably have.
Paul's going to call in and say, you...
Scotty.
Don't
Scotty,
you remember?
Don't you remember?
We were at Yale.
It's quite possible. No, we weren't
no,
at Yale.
Geez.
And by the way, a little correction here. Art, somebody was... We were talking about Art Garfunkel didn't show up yet. Well, he had another gig. I think I mentioned it earlier this morning. He actually booked a show in Rochester, Minnesota, on the night that Paul Simon was going to do his final concert. So it didn't look like he was around doing nothing. You got it?
So,
he was too busy. What?
We also have a correction. I remember just a few moments ago when you said you've never met Paul Simon ever?
I remember that because I asked him and you were adamant. I've never met him.
Yes, he said
met him.
Well, some listener just texted me over a picture of you next to Paul Simon in the studio back in the day.
Not only are you next to
him. With their arms around each other.
I'm pretty sure you're both holding a guitar and embracing each other.
My God.
Wow.
Okay, so I did. I have met him, huh?
You look like buddies.
So I have met him, and
Ross
did
is right there in the background, so he could actually fill us in on
he
it.
He doesn't remember any better than I do. What are you, crazy?
I mean, you look like Garfunkel's replacement. That's how close you guys are.
All right, so I stand corrected. I have met Paul Simon.
And interviewed. And spent
and
time
interviewed
with.
And hung out.
He stood at your place that night.
Yeah, I like about 20 years from now, right. He's going to say, you know, I never met Patty Steele. I wish that I'd had a chance.
He actually gave you a shout out at the Garden on Friday. But
no, he didn't.
Yeah, way to go, Scotty. This is how you
Scotty
repay
must
him.
Be here. Isn't he here?
Everyone, a round of
bring
applause for Scott Shedd. Yeah, where is he? Stand up, Scott.
Hotline's ringing. Might be Paul.
Paul's not calling. It is 8:10, 10 minutes after. I did say that.
Yes, you did.
Pretty adamant about it, too.
It was a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
I had a lot of stuff going on back then. A lot of stuff.
Really? Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this going to be in the book?
He can't remember it. How can it be in the book?
Radio.com. This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.